The following is an AI reading of my blog called
10 Fun Things to Do to Improve Your Privacy and Go on a Strike to a Parallel Economy.
It is for people who don't have time to read blogs and can listen to podcasts though. So, let's go!
Oh no, another list of 10 things. This one started as a set of Twitter and Mastodon posts about things to try to improve your privacy and be conscious of what you are doing. These are not the usual things to do for privacy. In Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged, people went on strike. The giant holding the weight of the world on his shoulders should shrug, according to one of the heroes of the book. We don't have to shrug, we can go on a strike to a parallel economy. The difference between John Galt's Gulch and current situation is that we can strike, but produce and thrive to our fullest potential. We have all the tools, let's try them out first. Bootstrap parallel economy with Lightning Wall. Let's bootstrap the parallel economy by helping your friends and family install a Lightning Wall. This time, do not give them the usual talk. Tell them this is Peerto, Peer Cash, their ticket to a parallel economy. Spend it. I recommend Phoenix or Breeze to start. You can read my test on Lightning Wallets. And if you're interested in going professional, I offer a course called Lightning Network for private Bitcoin payments among friends and for products and services. Secondly, pay with cash or cryptocurrency to bootstrap merchants into creating a parallel economy. Avoid using plastic or metal cards, even leave them at home. Cash transactions are anonymous. How long can you go without being tracked in the real world? For instance, when buying coffee or eating out, use cash. On public transportation, buy paper tickets with cash. Develop a habit of avoiding permanent records about your purchases. In many countries, purchases are tracked, and each cash register has to upload information about every purchase to government databases. This includes the names of products in some cases. By paying non-anonymously, you're sharing a record of each item you buy, including medicine that could potentially be tied back to you. As these databases communicate over the internet, the entire list of purchases is stored online somewhere. How secure is this information? We are all talking about private communication. We just need to realize that financial communication is also a form of communication. Let's talk about anonymous online payments. Now, try the same thing with online purchases. Do not use anything that has your name on it, such as cards or Apple/Google Pay. You can pay using cryptocurrencies like BTC or XMR. Remember that cash on delivery option, yes, it is still available. Avoid creating a permanent record of your online purchases. There are proxy merchant services available, but you don't need to make it too complicated. You can ask friends to pay for you and then pay them back in BTC or XMR. Many people want to buy cryptocurrencies these days, right? Another option is to purchase gift cards with cash or online through a service like Bitrefill. What are some of your favorite privacy services for shopping online? Consider Purse, EO Local Coin Swap, I haven't tried this one yet, and of course Bitrefill. There are also nice merchants such as Alzey in Europe that sell almost everything and accept direct payment. There is a platform called PayWithMoon, which sells reusable prepaid Visa cards for Bitcoin. However, it's only usable for US merchants. CoinDebit used to offer a similar service but is now defunct. Alternatively, you can ask proxy merchants such as Friends to sell one-use cards with a limit. This method allows people to purchase more Bitcoin. Here are some additional services suggested by @anarchyoc. I haven't tried them personally. 1. Ezacard. Calm works for some EU stores but doesn't support 3DS. 2. International virtual Visa cards from the Bitcoin company. Calm work in some EU countries and with Google Pay in brick and mortar stores. 3. Proxisto, Re and Sovereign Stack. Tools/Rerouter, a tip from @Wilderco, particularly useful for Argentina. 1. Krypton Market, a proxy merchant service that charges the blue market rate in Bitcoin and pays locally with Peso's credit card. 4. Refuse receipts. When making purchases, say I do not need an invoice/receipt and pay privately at least once. If they print it anyway, do not take it. Ain't nothing wrong with wanting to save the 5th. get paid in Bitcoin or Monero for something, a service you do, or just selling your old phone. Even getting a tip is okay. Increase the possibility of success by interacting with your fellow Bitcoiners. Maybe go to a meetup, try the POS mode of Breeze. For content creators, not only podcasters, this blog article about rewarding content creators might be a good read. Sixth, start a crypto trading and discussion group. Start a local crypto trading and discussion groups with 3 to 10 people you know personally. If you don't know anyone, go to a meetup or organize one. It's not only about trading, you are creating social networks. I have written an extensive how-to. Seventh, smartphone privacy. Start using Signal for secure communication. Disconnect from cell towers when possible. Seriously, stop using Telegram since it's not ENTO, end encrypted. When you come home, switch to a more private mode. If someone wants to call you, they can do it over Signal through Wi-Fi. Learn about why to use Signal and how to choose the right messenger. The mobile network tracks you in various ways: data for SMS and calls, metadata like who called or texted whom and when, and location based on which cell tower you connect to. You don't need a mobile plan to be reachable. Here's what you can do. 1. Start using Signal. Make everyone call you using Signal. Teach people that you will not answer unless the call is ENTO, end encrypted and through data. 2. Purchase a call-in number. Hushed or Skype offer call-in numbers, which you can pay for with cryptocurrency. Share this number with couriers. 3. Forward calls to this call-in number on your cell call forwarding in settings. Whenever you're on Wi-Fi, turn on the mode that uses Wi-Fi. You are still reachable, but not on a cellular network. 4. Once you're comfortable with this setup, remove the SIM card from your phone and get an anonymous data-only plan like KeepGo, Silent Link, or check prepaid SIM cards. Result: location isn't tied to your identity. You can still be reached through your old phone number with Signal calls. If Signal doesn't suit you, consider Threema, Element, Delta Chat, and Status as alternatives. Remember that network effects play a significant role, often outweighing features or personal preferences. For Android users, Molly is an alternative Signal implementation worth considering. Next, explore open source Note, taking apps like Joplin, Obsidian, or Standard Notes if you currently use Notion or Evernote. Both Joplin and Standard Notes are open source options, with Joplin offering synchronization with existing cloud services such as Dropbox. Just make sure to enable encryption for added security. Lastly, be cautious about sharing your location or private information on social media platforms. If you do, do it with a delay a few weeks ago. Not yo, check this out, Beach Losers, How's Office Life? Try Signal Stories for curated or selected audience instead of Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. First, learn more and share. You can find additional information about using cryptocurrencies and privacy in my new book, titled Cryptocurrencies Hack Your Way to a Better Life. Pay privately with Monero XMR, and I won't ask for your name or personal details. Alternatively, you can purchase it through a proxy merchant on Amazon. Share this blog post or the experience with others. Challenge each other. Engaging in enjoyable activities is even more entertaining when done together with friends. Discover similar content in my book, Cryptocurrencies Hack Your Way to a Better Life. It's a guide designed for Bitcoin and cryptocurrency ninjas. Learn how to use the Lightning Network, accept cryptocurrencies, identify opportunities within various professions, navigate diverse market situations, and employ crypto to enhance your life. Get it on my eShop BTC, BTC and XMR, and even old school plastic, or at Amazon.
Thank you for listening. I'm sorry for any possible quirks generated by the large language model or text-to-speech engine, but I think it is worth transferring these blocks into audio form for people who can't or don't have time to read. So I hope it was useful to you, and I would really appreciate if you used value for value podcasting apps to listen to this episode and stream me some sets or Boost. I read all the comments on the Boosts as well. So if you have any comment about this content, feel free to use Fountain.fm or any other app and boost this podcast. Thank you very much.